Please be seated. I don't think I need to talk because I think that song said it all, right? I don't even need to speak. But I will because I prepared something. So, I want to reread our affirmation this week. Christian love of God includes celebrating the God whose Spirit pervades and whose glory is reflected in all of God's creation, including the earth and its ecosystems, the sacred and secular, the Christian and the non-Christian, the human and the non-human. And Peter had a lovely talk on systems and ecosystems, and I loved that, thank you, Peter, I loved that it talked about how we, our brains can be retrained. So I wanted to talk about the earth and creation and plants and animals and ecosystems, but in light of all that's happened this week, I'd like to talk about all of God's creation, including humanity, as spoken of in our text in Genesis. Then God looked over all God had made, and God saw that it was very good. It seems we are not doing a very good job right now of caring for humanity, God's creation. We have a problem in our nation, violence. This week, most of my week, I buried my head in the sand. I just couldn't take it. I couldn't bear to see a dark-skinned man be shot by those called to serve. And I couldn't take the sickness it takes to plan to kill police officers as they serve and protect a peaceful demonstration. The police were just ambushed. I buried my head in the sand because all I could think of were my nephews and my niece and the world they're growing into. They may or may not be safe. And my sister-in-law, an FBI agent stationed in New York City, on the front lines of stakeouts and working with informants. I'm scared. It seems we're all scared. And I ask, where is God in this? Because humanity is just not doing a good job caring for God's creation. Humankind. There is so much pain and sadness and frustration, anger, lament, and broken hearts. This problem has many layers. It seems we have much work to do on many levels. One man was interviewed after the attack on the police in Dallas, and he had some profound words. Kellen Nixon, a black man, who had gone to the Dallas March with his 5-year-old son. He said this, "But I think that the best thing we can do is to value lives over the economy," he said. "I think that's one of our biggest problems in America is that the economy is stronger than our moral fiber. Our desire for prosperity is much greater than our desire to be moral, to be humane, to love, to care, that will risk our children, will risk the sanctity of marriage or anything just for money, just to stay on top as a nation. What we don't understand, I think, is that when we lose our heart, when we lose our souls, we're really the bottom. We're really the worst people, no matter how materially rich we are." I feel like this gets right to the point. We are saturated with the mentality of money over morality. What we need is morality over money. While in a conversation with a woman this week, she said this, "I feel I need both a degree in divinity and law to be able to start to pull apart the layers and then effectively play my part in the solution." So true. We must come at this knowing we have many layers to get through to work on the solution. So what are we going to do? I'm really asking all of you. What are we going to do as a community of faith to change the violence, the assumptions, the stereotypes, the anger, and our moral compass in this nation? And I'm really asking all of you, if you have any ideas, please contact me and we will get to work. I'd like to look at the scripture in Acts. The temple of the unknown God, a placeholder for a God in ancient Athens. As Paul preached at Athens, this unknown God could be Paul's God, the one they had not yet heard about, our God. What if this is what the world is waiting for, to hear of our God, to replace the unknown God that has been filled with stuff and the want for power, to hear of our God, God of love, God of peace, God of compassion, God of creation. And to know God is to love and care for all of God's creations, brown, white, purple, or orange. Here is some hope. The fiancé of Philandro Castile and family of Alton Sterling are upset about the killing of police officers in Dallas, saying something like, "No one should have to deal with the untimely death of a family member by the hands of another person. They are not looking for revenge, only for change in stereotypes, racism, and assumptions about people on both sides." So I ask again, where is God in this? Our hope. God is with all of us. All of God's children, including police, Alton, Philandro, or any others who have been a victim of violence. God is patient and hopeful that we'll get it right. So what are we going to do? We have a lot of work to do. I know this for sure. And God is with us as we work to figure it out and as we start the long, hard task to change the pulse of our nation in regard to morality and violence. Together and with God, we can be a part of the change and the solution. And last night, I ran out to the store in the evening, and as I drove to the store, my thoughts were nonstop on all this violence, and I pulled into the parking lot and saw a rainbow in the clouds. It made me smile. God's promise. And when I got home, I had to reread the Genesis text about God's rainbow. Genesis 9, verse 16. "When the bow is in the clouds, I," meaning God, "will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on earth." God is with us. In our missteps and in our work toward a peaceful world. God has made a promise with us. And I didn't realize I forgot that it was in our call to worship, so it's interesting how that all comes for a full circle. God has made a promise with us. As Christians, we are called to celebrate the God whose spirit pervades and whose glory is reflected in all of God's creation, even and including humanity. So this is a time of reflection. We'll have a few minutes to just sit. If you'd like to sit in your space, just get settled in your space and reflect. If you'd like to come up to the communion rail and reflect, that is okay as well. And just reflect on whatever feels right today. It may be on my words, it may be on the hope, it may be on what's next for you. Let's just take a moment to reflect.